Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the deceptive nature of pride. As the Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the church at Corinth, he's keenly aware that this issue of pride is a very touchy subject. The truth is that until Christianity came along, there really was no word in the Greek or Roman culture for humility. As far as they were concerned, it was a good thing to be a proud person. But Paul writes to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. He says to them in verse 6, "I have applied all these things about servanthood to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another." And so what was happening in reality is that the followers of Apollos were exalting themselves over the followers of Paul. If our teacher is better than your teacher, then we are better, faster, and stronger as believers than you will ever be. And Paul unmasks this attitude as sinful pride. And he tells them that they will destroy themselves and the church when they give themselves over to this kind of pride. You see, pride is so dangerous because it's so subtle. Eventually, you become the person described in Proverbs 26, where it says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." And so by the time you get to that level, you've basically lost the ability to see that pride has overtaken your life. You've now become a person that is so negative and so toxic that no one wants to be around you. And in the context of a local church, this person is dangerous because they start little fires and they sow discord all throughout the church. And so what can you do if you see this level of pride creeping into your life? Well, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." In other words, you should be crying out to God and confessing your sinful pride to Him and asking Him to root it out of your heart and to fill you with humility and love for your brothers and sisters in Christ and for the leaders of your church. If you have that attitude where you're constantly seeking to walk in the Spirit, then your humility and your love will preserve the unity of your church. And it will be a great witness to the lost in your community. May God help us as we seek to crucify the sin of pride in our lives. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.